Hi, I'm Dante Vanny.
And I'm Nate. I'm the co-host here, too.
And this is the Wool Earth Podcast.
Welcome.
So what are we going to be talking about today?
Okay, so today, all right, for one, this is not going to translate for listeners, so you're going to have to tell them what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right.
He's adjusting himself in the chair. He's standing up now. He's bowing. And he's getting in a karate stance.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to be talking about
Karate Kid!
No, we're not.
Oh, damn it.
But you're not wrong. We actually are. Okay. Okay. So this is relevant, but it's not what we're talking about. That is for a future episode. So if anybody wants to check out that episode, that will be
the following week from this one. So whenever this comes out, expect them.
Check out that one after. But okay, actually what this episode's about is what have we been watching? What have you been watching?
Oh, wow.
Let's talk about what we've been watching lately, because I thought it was great, because the last time I thought about this was when we were talking about all the shows and movies coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost, well, at this point, it's been 5 months.
Yeah.
So we're 5 months into the year. I'm sure we've seen some shit.
Yeah.
Or want to. So what have we been watching? What do we want to watch? And what's on our queue?
All right. So starting it off, I've been watching The Witcher with my girlfriend. We're on season one. A lot of sex, just so much sex.
Okay, so so be prepared for anyone listening to not watch this with children.
Sorry, that was very, very intimate.
Is it like Game of Thrones?
Like, sort of.
Like random nudity throughout?
No, it has more of a purpose with one character at least. But it's just telling the story about The Witcher. If you've ever played that game series, mm-hmm. you're fairly familiar with it already, so you don't really have to watch it. And the episodes go out of order, so like right now we're on episode 7, but I think it's gonna be Geralt's origin story next episode.
Who's that?
He's the main character.
Okay, he's the one with the long hair.
Henry Cavill.
Oh, Superman.
Yeah, he plays him.
Oh, okay, that's right.
He sounds like this. All he really says in the series is, and Snyder marks. So that's basically what he sounds like.
Okay. Do you can you give us a brief description of what the story is, or is that hard to say?
Right now, it's kind of hard to say because it's jumping all over the place. But it's following Ciri and the fall of Sintra. And the main story, I believe, takes place several years past when, like, all of Geralt's adventures are being told. Because a lot of the adventures that he's on right now, just story-wise, you can tell that it is before the fall of Sintra, which is a huge city-state.
So, okay, so I know this is based off a video game. I have Witcher 2 and 3. I haven't played that far into... I actually don't think I've played far into 2 or 3, but I think I've played more of 3. Is this a chronological order of those?
It's... I don't know, dude. It's all over the place. Like, in the third to fourth episode, it tells Yennefer's backstory, and apparently that takes place 3 decades before she meets up with Geralt, I'm pretty sure. And so I don't know.
From an outsider's perspective, I don't know who you're talking about in any of these
Geralt
characters.
Geralt is the white haired dude.
Oh, okay.
He's the main
He's the main one. But I've seen advertisements of this. I don't know how many seasons there are, but it's been out for a few years, right?
I think it's 3 seasons so far, or 4, can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I've been watching...
Wait, where can anyone find this?
Oh, sorry, yeah. You can find it on Netflix.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it's... I don't know if they're planning on canceling it soon. They do that a lot with a bunch of the series there.
Yeah, I've heard about a couple shows that have been delayed or canceled.
Other than that, I've been watching Moon Knight, which is pretty good.
That's on my to-watch list.
episode 3, so I haven't seen 4 or 5 yet. And they're out and people are talking about them, so I'm trying to stay away from any social
spoilers. Yeah. All right, well, anyone listening, don't worry, we're not going to give away any spoilers, cuz
we don't have any.
We don't, well, for one, I haven't seen it at all, so I'm much on the side of not wanting to be spoiled.
Yeah.
And then you're not wanting to spoil it for anybody else, so.
Yeah, I don't like spoiling things, but they do. It does happen.
Do you have a lot to say about what you've seen so far that maybe in a future episode you and I can do a podcast on? Or do you think that
definitely
won't? Okay. All right. Well, that would be exciting.
Fucking
for
awesome.
Okay, we'll save that for another time.
Having so much fun watching. And then because of our upcoming episode about Karate Kid, I just binged all of Cobra Kai.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's one I've been watching. Yeah.
And I got to the end of season 4 today.
Like, oh, okay.
Literally an hour ago. And season 5 is coming out. So there is gonna be a season 5.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
But I didn't know that either.
It's cool.
It's breaking news.
It's good. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to that, and I look forward to that.
Other than that, haven't really been watching much. Been playing more video games with Ash than I have been watching.
Well, okay. So,
what about you?
I was gonna say, there's more to it that I want to cover, but let's cover what I've seen, and then we can go into, because the next part is what's on your queue list of stuff you haven't seen but you want to see. But we'll get to that after. So that's okay. The next part. Okay. So what I've been watching, of course, we watched Jackass 4.
Yep.
We watched The Batman.
Which you hated.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I plan
to rewatch
it. I
want you to edit in a little audio of you being like, the reason he can't get anywhere safe, Alfred, is because he's just walking
so slow. He's walking
so
too slow. Yeah, every take is just like...
Clip.
I don't know, it's going to sound negative, but he was a step ahead because the movie was going so slow. He only walks.
All right, but yeah, I watched The Batman, I watched The Jackass, and pretty much everything we've done a podcast on, but I want to mention them because if somebody's listening to this one and they've never listened to a previous, they might want to check us out.
Yeah.
So, of course, like, we talked about The Batman, we talked about Jackass. What else have we talked about?
Oh, geez, we've talked about a lot this year, right? I feel like we have.
I can't even remember what we did a podcast on. Hold on. I wrote down movies that I know
I think
that
we've
seen.
It's because, like, we have so much fun talking about them that we don't, like, actually, like, consider we're doing, like, a podcast.
Well, yeah,
on
that's,
it, you know?
But some of these also we talk about, and it's from, like, a year ago, and we'll be talking
that's
about
true.
It like it's current. And I'm like, well, yeah, we were talking about WandaVision.
We talked about WandaVision and the TV shows.
Spider-Man, Far From Home.
Yep.
Or no. No Way Home.
No Way Home.
No Way Home. It's one of those homes. Yeah, no, there's a bunch of those that we've seen and talked about. I also saw, I watch more scary movies than you. And so
yes.
I think it's great because you bring a little something different and I bring something different. So I saw Scream 5. So
oh, did you?
I loved it. I thought it was a good scary movie. It was different, but it was something that felt refreshing as like kind of like, the movie itself describes itself as a weird hybrid. It's kind of like a soft reboot, rebirth, and there's even a pun intended where the movie is called Scream, and I hate that because it's the fifth movie, but they're calling it Scream.
Right.
But the movie itself makes fun of that, so I thought that was like self-awareness.
Okay.
And Scream has always been really meta, so it's great.
I always wanted to check that one out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. They've already announced there's a Scream 6th on the way. And they're filming it this, I think actually this May or June.
Oh, cool.
And they're filming
so
it
they're
right now
in
production. Yeah. And it did that well that there's talk of doing more. So
we're
going to get another one next year. I do suggest if you do watch Scream 5, I know this sounds like, how do I phrase it? It sounds like dumb to say, but I would suggest watching the first 4 before this because there was a lot of nostalgic references and it'd be characters you wouldn't have a connection with if you didn't see those movies.
Yeah, I watched the trailer for Scream 5 and I was like, that must be a character from an old movie. That must be a character from an old movie because they're talking like they know what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's been how long?
It's been 10 years. Or wait, hold on. The last one came out in 2011.
But like
2020. Okay, so it's been 11
years. Timeline wise, like how... how long has it been since the last
what I love attack? I can give you a great answer about this.
I just want to
it's
know
very
that.
Meta. It's exactly the years it's been since the last movie. It's 11 years.
So 11 years.
So the characters age just like they have aged. So and there's personal things that happen in the movie.
That's smart.
That references their real life.
Yeah.
So there's a couple in the movie that are married. Yeah. That couple is married in real life.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
That couple had a divorce.
Yeah.
And that happened in the movie. So there's and some people say that it's like, oh, it's like bad writing because it's too accurate. But that it added something to the movie that I thought was accurate to... They put on a great performance because it feels like how they actually are. So yeah. I don't know. There's something about that I liked. But yeah, I saw Scream 5. It's probably one of the... I made a list of movies like a while ago that we were like wanting to look forward to about a year ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And movies that are not superhero related, Scream's on the top. Jackass is on the top. And then I think the other one was Avatar 2. But yeah, Scream 5 was great. Better than Jackass, but I still think Jackass was okay. But
I am looking forward to Avatar 2, but I think that dips into your next question.
That's into the queue section, our queued list. Okay, so I saw Scream 5. I saw a new Texas Chainsaw Massacre that came out.
Heard it was bad. Gory.
I saw it's on Netflix, so I was really happy to say I didn't pay for it. Well,
except
I guess I
you did.
Because I didn't pay extra for it.
You didn't pay for the popcorn and the soda that you have at home.
Yeah.
Well,
but,
you did, but not. all that extra money
in the theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
Oh, really?
But it's also I have to bring up something else. I saw a movie before this that was called Leatherface, which was also another Texas Chainsaw movie that came out a few years ago. And we watched that right before watching the new one, not thinking they're related, but just be like, oh, well, we should see the first one that came out and then the next one. That one was terrible. So when I saw this one, it was not terrible.
And you were refreshed.
It was decent. It wasn't. I can understand if somebody gave it negative reviews because there are things about it that I'm like, well, that didn't go anywhere. And what was the point of this thing and that thing? But they did leave it in a cliffhanger that I liked where I was like, oh, I can see where they're going with this and I'd be happy with that. So, and so if you wanted to watch it on Netflix, it's there. If you're not into it.
Not the Leatherface.
Skip that one. I didn't even finish it.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's just called. Yeah, it's 4. Yeah, I think it's considered.
But what's the name?
It's called The Texas Chainsaw. It's just like every horror movie.
Okay.
Remember a couple of years ago I told you about the Halloween?
Yeah.
And that's a sequel to Halloween?
We don't need to talk about that.
What's the other one? The other one is Uncharted.
The Uncharted movie. Yeah, we saw that too.
You saw it also?
Yeah.
Why have we not talked about it? We could do a podcast on
it. We could do a whole podcast. But
I
thought it was fucking awesome.
I thought it was pretty good. I had some issues with some things, but... but what I loved is the fact that it's a movie based off a video game trying to be a movie. So it's like kind of like weird. It's this mesh.
It's very meta.
Yeah. Itself, yeah, it has that. And there's things I liked about it. And I was very, I wasn't super upset with the movie. There were just things that I'm like, why did they change this from the game that was really good? And they
specifically.
Okay, I guess this might be a spoiler. I guess not really, because he's only mentioned. But
Sam.
Sam, yeah, his brother.
What about him?
They make him eccentric point.
Yeah.
And they make it a big deal, like he solves things for Nate. But in the games, he never does. Nate does it all. Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Sam does. He's only in the fourth game.
I know, but there's like this whole backstory where he helps him out and. Helps him figure out some of the clues when they break into that manor.
Then why does he hire Nate to solve things in the game if he really could have done it without him?
Because in the game, it was a long time where he was just in jail. But he wasn't in jail. He was just like...
Well, that was where the manipulating started.
Yeah.
I was worried he was going to be like a traitor or something. But maybe I need to go back and replay those. Which isn't really a bad thing. Those are some of my favorite
video games. He's just as smart as Nate. He's just not... he's just as driven as Nate. He's just not as smart as Nate.
Well, that's what I was saying. He's not as smart as him.
Yeah.
He's just... I mean, I think what it is... To me, what I liked about Sam from the game was that he influenced Nate to go into this archaeological study motive to think that they're related to... Sir Francis Drake. And I think if it wasn't for him influencing Nate, Nate wouldn't have gotten so successful or skillful as he did in his future.
Definitely.
So if that, if anything, I would say like his influences on him was what got him, Nate, to be where he is, and where Sam wasn't never as skillful. Yeah. As him. But yeah, we don't need to stay on that subject for too long. But
yeah, I just meant that like Sam was able to figure out some of the like clues in the game. So I think, but they did highlight that a bit too much. Mm-hmm. I will agree.
I also got confused with like the mixtures of what game is this story referencing, because it felt like three, especially the beginning with the plane, but then it felt like four a little bit, and then it, I don't know, I wanted it to be like kind of following one of the stories, and it seems like they were trying to make their own, and in some ways I would have rather them just go completely independent or to follow it, and I just feel like they couldn't decide, and that kind of bugged me.
I agree. They were just going down the middle on it, you know.
I want to reference another video game movie, because I love video games, and most of the time we see a movie, it's terrible because it doesn't follow the game. Resident Evil: Welcome to Raccoon City, I loved. They followed a lot of what happened in the game, and I was happy about it. And
that's on Netflix, right? No,
I don't remember where I saw it on.
Forget what it's on, honestly, but I did want to see it as well.
Yo, yeah, that looks so okay. Good. Well, maybe I should hold back on my information on that. That follows the game, the games
with Chris,
a
and
couple of them,
and Jill and Claire and Leon.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah, I like how they did it.
Dude, I forget his name.
Wesker?
No, not Wesker. The dude Claire teams up with. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That game, that movie was so good to me because it had a lot of reference to the game that I liked, because it followed that. But in the previous Resident Evil movies, they had nothing to do with the game. So I'm like, what I am saying is either go your completely different route or follow it, not say identical, but like try to like please the fans by doing like what they're asking or what they want. And it felt like Uncharted was like, we're gonna go this way. No, we're not. Yeah, we're gonna go this way. And it kept going back and forth.
I think that's probably why, I don't know if it was like majorly successful, but in my eyes, it felt successful because it tricked you in the sense that it wanted to make you think that it was going towards the game, but then it had its own story to tell.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked how it weaved its way back and forth between the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about more of that. Well, I have more thoughts on that, but we do have other things to talk about. So we could talk about, you know what? We could save the topics of book versus film or game versus film. Let's save that for a debate topic.
That sounds great.
Because I was going to bring up other things, but I could save it. Okay, so yeah, I saw Uncharted. And I think that just about covers the movies that I've seen, because other than that, I've been watching TV shows and anime.
Yeah, other than that movie, Ash and I haven't watched much.
Mostly playing video games or D&D or something like that.
Just getting our lives together, pretty much.
Yeah.
Quit and work and
yeah, I was just gonna say I've watched a couple different TV shows, and they're all like pretty short, but I've watched How I Met Your Father. You ever watch How I Met Your Mother? Not a sitcom fan, or not a fan of that show?
That one.
By the way, when you nodded, nobody could hear that.
Yeah,
that I was gonna say.
I shook my head no.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's watching. I shook my head no. With a little grimace, like, you know, like, I don't know, kind of like that. How I Met Your Mother and Friends, both, they made me feel like they were the same show.
Well,
and
Friends came out long before.
Oh,
though.
I know.
Oh.
I know. It just made me feel like the same thing, like the same formula. So I didn't watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
Right. And I mean, it is the same formula. It's a sitcom.
Well, the same formula in the sense it's a bunch of friends that hang out at one like central location.
Exactly, yeah.
Whether it's a bar or a coffee shop.
And before Friends, I had watched Seinfeld. Cheers.
Oh, so, like, Cheers did the same thing though.
Exactly. Like, it's all the same to me. Yeah. A lot of sitcoms are the exact same. So, I didn't get into How I Met Your Mother, Friends, or
Big What about Bang Big Bang? Oh, okay, Big Bang also.
Definitely. I don't know. It just felt... Big Bang Theory, to me, felt like a weird, like, homage slash rip off of nerd culture. It felt like it was like paying tribute, but at the same time it felt very much overacted.
It's just different opinions. When I first saw it, I thought that it seemed like it was making fun of nerd culture, but then after getting into it years later, it almost normalized nerd culture, which I was happy about, because it kind of showed that they're allowed to be into stuff and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But I also think our culture's changed. So it's like anime suddenly is popular now. And
yeah,
20 years ago, we were like embarrassed to admit we like anime.
Yeah. So.
I get what you're saying. But yeah, How I Met Your Father came out, and it's very odd for anyone that wants to check
it
out.
Is it the same...
It's the same
series.
It's not the same. It's the same formula, but with a totally different group of people. So
it's just the same show.
It's just, well, it's not the same. It's the same formula.
Yeah, but it's like the same.
If you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother, you're probably gonna like it, or maybe not. I have issues with the ending of How I Met Your Mother, so like. I was sure how I was going to feel about it.
I've seen the ending of How I Met Your Mother. Just
it's very, like, kind of depressing.
I'm shaking my head, like,
But yeah, I watched that. Yeah. Of course, I watched One Piece, the Zo arc.
Yeah.
It was great. So if anybody wants to watch One Piece, Zo arc is about 700 episodes in.
Just catch up.
You know,
it's easy.
Don't start at that point. But yeah, that was great. I watched The Goldbergs. I watched Jackass and Viva La Bam and Wild Boys. That was all research, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Dude Sons.
The what?
The Dude Sons.
The what Sons?
The Dude Sons.
The who?
You remember the guys that were in the... I think they were in Viva La Bam.
Huh?
There were these... I think they're from Finland. Like three or four of them. They do like Jackass-like stunts.
Sure.
They like... stab a fork or something through their ears.
And that sounds horrible.
It was pretty gnarly.
But no, I've never heard of these people. What is this? What is the dudes?
They're just like Finnish version of Jackass.
Okay.
So they do the same kind of stuff. They're just from another country. Are you enjoying that?
That grape was delicious.
Okay. I watched quite a bit of that. I didn't...
What is Dudesons about? Like, it's just...
It's these guys that want to outdo each other. So right. They do a bunch of stunts and skits and stuff. And it's funny because of their reactions.
And is it... And what's it on?
Sorry. I think it was on Spike TV and MTV. Okay. So... I think the first three seasons was on Spike, and the last two are on MTV.
Probably won't ever see it.
I liked it. I think it's funny, but it's also like you have to have
the jackass humor.
You have to be in the mood for that or like that type of show. And I'm not always in the mood for that.
Yeah.
And it is very like silly, dumb. It's not like it's senseless. It's really not like story driven.
Yeah.
They just go, but it's like more like a reality show, I guess. But with pranks and stunts and all that, they're more gnarly than Jackass though. Mm-hmm. They'll do some crazy things where like they got branded. All of them did.
They just did a like stunt. Bam.
Yeah, just like actually, yeah, I guess yeah, Bam did that too. So never mind. I was thinking they were more gnarly, but he did it also.
Yeah, I mean, Bama's a little bitch about it, but
they got USA flag like branded on them.
And Bam got a dick.
He got a dick, yeah. So I guess he had it worse.
I wonder, like, if I was Bam, I would get like a tattoo over that and make it like a flying like dick or something. Like, make it look like fucking awesome and like just badass in general. But
all right, since we're on the topic of Jackass, I'm not gonna ask you about the deleted scenes or if you've watched
that
yet.
Haven't watched it
yet. Okay, well. I've watched it, but we don't need to talk about it. We'll save that for Jackass 4.5. But I want to say that Jackass 4.5 has already been announced, coming out May 20th this month.
Oh, shit. So I got to watch it soon.
It's coming out soon on Netflix. So it's going to be premiering on Netflix.
Wait, why not Universal?
That's the thing. People had that question also. And I think it was Steve-O that announced the release date. And people asked him, why is it not on Paramount Plus if this is, you know, Jackass related? And they said that Paramount sold it to Netflix for like millions of dollars and they're going to have it for 2 years. And then after that, it goes to Paramount Plus.
So okay.
See it while it's on there.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, and there's already a trailer out for Jackass 4.5. And from the clips I've seen, this looks more like what I wanted Jackass to be from Jackass 4. But we can get into that on the Jackass 4.5 podcast.
There you go.
Episode.
Perfect.
So
can't wait.
Yeah, so I watched that. I watched Dude Sins. I've been also really into Attack on Titan lately.
Oh, I know that
final
show.
Season just, I think it just came. It came out a year ago, maybe.
Okay.
And it just finished. And so I've been wanting to get into it. My issue I have with watching Attack on Titan, though, every time I watch it, I can't remember what was happening. It's like four... What?
None.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something outside. It's like 4 or 5 years or something since the previous season, so I don't remember things. And then when I see it, everything... I'm like, who's that guy? What happened to him? Who's she? What do they mean someone died? I don't remember any of this. So I start realizing like the context isn't really making sense. And I think that like ruins the atmospheric energy or the
emotion
that it's trying to capture. And then I'm like, this is so. Chanel and I are just, we just started to restart watching the series. So we've gone
like all over.
Or we've finished season one. So we're watching season two now.
Okay.
So, and I'm loving it, and it's funny because I've always said the show's good. Now, like rewatching, I still think it's good, but I'm appreciating it more than I did before.
Right.
And I think maybe time has something to do with that, or I've looked at other animes and I'm like, oh yeah, that one did something different than other ones, but it's very unique, and I suggest people see it. The closest thing I can relate it to, if I was to say to someone, check this out if they haven't seen it, it kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones in the sense that it's really hard to predict. And people die left and right all the time. So you can't latch onto a character for long because they're dead before you know it. And that's all I'm going to say about
that. Sometimes that's why I don't watch shows. Like,
you don't like shows because...
Well, like, sometimes I won't watch a show because I know that a character is just going to randomly die one episode.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about Attack on Titan.
Halfway through their plan, you know? Or even Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like either one. Like... Sometimes I won't watch shows that just like randomly
kill them off.
Kill off a character.
Yeah, but it's an apocalyptic show. I'm like, it's expected
that,
in a.
That makes sense.
It's like
yes.
The Walking Dead. I can say a lot about that, but we can. I really want
another
to talk about
I
Walking
didn't
Dead.
Watch that either.
I want to talk about Walking Dead in another episode because there's like
I've
that's
never,
more of a debate
I've watched
topic.
One season.
Oh, okay.
I've seen. The
first?
First season.
I was going to say, you saw like season 7. I'm like, oh, well, you're going to be completely lost.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the fuck Negan is. Negan,
you're like, they keep saying Negan's after them, but I don't know who that is.
I just know it's like a guy with a baseball bat. That's about it. I think he killed Ken.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
We are off the rails at this point. All right. Okay. All right. All right, what other shows have I seen? I think that kind of covers it with most of the things I've seen.
Yeah.
Because everything else I have written down are things that are on my to-watch list. You want to go into that?
Yeah, let's go into the watch list then.
Okay, what do you want to watch?
Jesus Christ. The rest of Moon Knight. I want to watch She-Hulk when it comes out. I think that comes out this year, right?
Oh yeah,
I forgot about that. Multiverse of Madness. Let's start the Doctor Strange movie that's coming out.
Did you hear about Benedict Cumberbatch?
What about him?
He's taking a break after that movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he said he's not going to be acting for a little while. Exhausted. So I was like a little bummed. So I was like, oh, I guess like we're not going to see him in another
movie.
I
don't trust that.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this going to be a surprise or something? Excuse me. You okay over there?
Yeah, it's just breathing in all the bullshit that... The actors say that all the time, and then they don't take a break. So
I know it's happened once or twice.
Anyway,
is it really? But yeah, I heard about that though.
Just any Marvel show that's gonna come out.
I'd can love we to name see.
Them? Sure.
Just so
I can't even remember She-Hulk. I said that already.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember what's coming out?
Oh, Miss Marvel. I want to see that so badly.
Yeah, that one's coming out.
I fucking love her.
I think that's coming out this summer.
Hopefully, sometime soon.
Yeah.
But I would love. I'd be eating that show up.
What about the Obi-Wan Kenobi show?
Yes, I'll watch that. Coming out. Definitely.
I know that there's a bunch of talk about that one, which I'm happy to hear positive things, because Star Wars has not had a lot of positive attention.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah.
Everyone seems pretty excited
I'm
for
excited
it.
For it.
And then, I think, I honestly don't know.
You don't remember anything else coming out?
Well, I mean, Avatar 2.
Yeah, that's... That one's good to mention.
Other than that, I could guess that there are a ton of dramas and horror movies coming out soon.
Well, Jackass 4.5 is coming out. Thought maybe you'd say that.
I mean, you've said that like a lot, so I didn't feel the need to.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I will watch that when it comes out. I'm not necessarily excited or like disappointed that it's coming out. I'm just like, oh, well, I'll watch it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, let's see if 4.5 has anything better than what 4 did, because
if it can redeem itself,
yeah, and hopefully salvage some of it.
What about Thor 4 or
yes,
Thor
yes
what's it called Thor Love, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely want to watch that. That's at the end of this year, right?
Yeah, that's I think that's in
yeah
no wait Thor's coming out in July.
Oh, okay, cool, awesome.
We don't have much longer to, well, depending on when you listen to this, it might be closer to release date.
That's true.
But that's coming out this summer. And then by the end of the year, I think in December, we're getting Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
Just now?
No. You talked about it in an earlier podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm sorry to repeat myself.
No, you're fine.
It's just something I want to check out at this.
I definitely want to watch that. And then Guardians comes out like
next
right
year.
At the start of the year, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure when next year, but
probably like some point. A month or two after.
I also want to check out Flight Attendant Season 2 that finally came out.
Oh, yeah.
And you haven't finished it yet.
Yeah.
We can't talk about this.
No.
Okay. Well, when you watch it and you finish it, then we can talk about it in the episode or something.
Ash, make sure we watch it.
Will she listen to this? And you could just...
She better.
Okay.
Just kidding. I don't know.
All right. Please listen to this. Check it out then. Then Season 2 will come out.
Yeah.
Well, it's already out. Then Barry Season 3 just came out.
Barry was awesome.
Barry's awesome.
I like that show.
I'm shocked with how good it is. Oh, you... Okay.
So when I first watched Barry, I had only had my folks' HBO, and I only had it at their house, so I just watched it one time, and that was it.
It's good, though.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I suggest watching more of that.
Yeah.
Also, a show called Halo came out. I don't know what it's about, though.
Neither do I. Sounds weird. Moving on.
I'm just curious why they made a show.
No, I'm kidding. I want to see Halo, but I don't know if I want to ruin? I don't know if it would be ruined, but like, I don't know. It to...
You don't want it to suck?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want it to suck. And that's what happens with games.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about what we just said
shows.
About Uncharted.
I know.
And I said about Resident Evil. We got to save this for another time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Halo, that's coming out.
The other two I have on my list are already out, but I haven't watched them yet, but they're on my queue list, is The After Party. Have you heard of this?
Nope.
I think it's an Apple Plus.
Is it
Plus.
A horror movie?
It's a murder mystery dark comedy TV show.
Do you play along?
No, you can't play it while you watch it, I guess.
I didn't know if it was like a solve it yourself.
No, it's a, you just watch it just like a regular TV show. It's a comedy style murder mystery TV show, and like you're trying to like see who's the killer by the end of the season. It's made or directed and written by the guys that made 21 Jump Street and the Lego Movie. You don't remember those guys?
No, I do.
They're hilarious. Yeah, yeah. And they made this show, yeah, and it looks hilarious. I saw the trailer for it.
That sounds funny.
There's two or three guys from the 21 Jump Street movie in this movie. In the show. Okay. And it looks hilarious. And I have not watched it yet, but I have planned to.
I'd be down. Yeah. But I don't have Apple.
Apple Plus?
Apple Plus, yeah.
Okay, well, we could talk about seeing if we could get that at some point. Maybe we'll get a sponsorship. Maybe we can get it for free, then we could review it. Okay, well, we're wishful thinking, I guess. Okay, the other one on here is a TV show called From. And it already came out on... It's called From.
From what?
The show.
Wait,
I don't,
from where?
From the channel.
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I can't win this. It aired on Epix. I don't have Epix, but is now coming... I think it's on Sci-Fi Channel?
I don't know.
It's coming on a different network now. Or maybe it's Netflix.
Is From... Okay, what is it about?
It's a... Like, it's considered a psychological thriller mystery. And I've not seen it yet, but it's all mystery just from the trailer. And this town has... Something's going on in this town. And everybody puts a rock on the front of their door. And they have to go to bed and turn off their lights before the sun goes down. And someone in the town, I think it was in the coffee shop, comes out and rings a bell. Everyone go to bed and everyone go in your houses. And they say if you hear a knocking at your door, don't open the door, don't open your windows or look out. Because there's someone out there pretending to be someone of your loved ones that have passed away. And it's like some crazy mystery of like them trying to manipulate you. And people go dying.
If people know that this person is doing this, like if it's like some person from somewhere, like
at some point
knocking at your door,
yeah,
who is pretending to be a loved one
alive,
or
an
old person that passed away or something, open the door and shoot him in the face. Done.
I think the thing is,
there, it's done.
If you open the door, I think they kill you instantly. You don't even have a chance. I think there's some sort of... It sounds to me like a like an old fairy tale or folk tale.
Through the door.
Yeah, that might work.
I mean, it seems like the easiest route to go. Like,
I would just call
the whole town.
Yeah. No, you could try shoot them everywhere. Or just put salt around every door.
That works, too.
I mean, I always would just think call the... what's it called?
Call the Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters. I was actually thinking more of the Winchesters. But yeah,
That too. Those boys will help.
They'd probably take care of that.
Yeah. Or, you know, the mystery gang? Or the mystery machine?
The Scooby-Doo mystery crew?
Are they called the mystery crew?
I can't remember. I watched the kids.
What I'm saying. Like,
the mystery...
Like,
no, it's not. I'm sure I'm wrong.
They have a thing.
I can Google it, but I feel like it's cheating if I look it up.
The point is, like, there's so many ways you can just, like, dispatch this from... I'm using air quotes.
Bunny ears? Or
air quotes.
Air quotes, yeah.
This creature. Fucking... Dispatch, just fucking shoot him through a door.
I just like the mystery of wondering what it is or why is it there. So I'm gonna watch it. I'll tell you how bad it is.
Okay.
Or how good it is.
I
think it looks good. It intrigued me. I like the mystery. Well, I guess that's where we're different. I always like the scary stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And then half the time I'm like, it sucked. All right. Well, did we cover everything? Is there anything else you wanted to bring up? I feel like I covered everything.
I don't think I have anything to cover, except that I am looking forward to Cobra Kai Season 5.
Oh my god. I cannot jump in on that. We cannot talk about this yet. If you guys want to hear more about it.
You said!
okay.
You said, what are you looking forward to? I'm like, Cobra Kai Season 5.
All right. Well, what I'm looking forward to is the next episode. We'll all see you there, so.
Hey!
Thank you all for listening.
I've been Dante.
I've been Nate.
This is the Woolworth Podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you enjoy your podcasts. Have a great day.
And we'll see you in the next episode.